There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live at the Fargo Street Fair on North Dakota's most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains. We don't want to slight our friends in South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota. Hey, you're a Minnesota boy here. Folks out of the Lake Country, Minnesota. I wonder what the population of Minnesota lakes are of North Dakotans on the weekend. So there's a lot of folks out there that we call neighbors as well. And Minnesotans, we love you. Whether you're listening on AM 1100 The Flag here in Fargo-Moorhead, we're broadcasting at the Fargo Street Fair, downtown Fargo, and Halberstadt's on Broadway today for the big street fair, or 550K Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains and the mothership of the What's On Your Mind Network. KLTC and Dickinson had a great time out in South Hart yesterday, saw a lot of KLTC listeners, and that was great fun. And we want to remind our listeners to KLTC, you can call and comment, even though the show is delayed a bit on KLTC, anytime, 24-7 at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, and, of course, KTGO 1090 in Tioga. Back to your calls in a moment. We have Tom Fryer at the bottom of the hour, the voice of the North Dakota Family Alliance, which is the voice for families. Tom Fryer will join us. He is a wonderful man, and done a great job leading an organization through many decades here in North Dakota that has provided great leadership on faith matters, on family matters, and they're great. I asked Tom to come on to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court decision. A lot of folks are saying, I want the Attorney General to do this. I want the governor to do this. I don't know what can be done, so I want to ask Tom about that. And then obviously we have the revelation with the Planned Parenthood undercover tape that's come out here as well to talk about, so we can chat about that. Whatever's on your mind today, certainly welcome your calls, questions, and comments on anything. We have the rest of the top half of this hour for you to share with us what's on your mind today. And if I met you at Cookfest and you were one of the folks that say, I listen all the time, and I said, do you call? Nope. I say, why? Well, I get nervous. I hyperventilate, one guy told me. I said, just pretend you're just talking to me. It's just you and I having a conversation like over the fence. You know, we're just, you know, neighbors chatting about things. So, and I mean that for everybody. And if you're a first-time caller, let Manny know you're a first-time caller, and we will, what will we do, Manny? We'll just say, hey, don't worry about it. We'll recognize the fact you're a first-time caller and not even say it if you don't want to, but just basically walk you through the process. Love to chit-chat with you on the program. But a lot of folks did say, I listen all the time, but I don't call. So all of them promised to call. So I know we're going to be flooded any moment with calls from folks that we met on the North Dakota Petroleum Council Bach and Rocks Cookfest tour over the last several days. It was very fun. One amazing thing, by the way, up in Alexander, North Dakota, Drew Wrigley was there, and Drew Wrigley is our lieutenant governor. He's handing out the awards along with Wayne Stensham and Doug Goring and Ryan Rauschenberger. And by the way, thanks to Senator Kelly Armstrong for doing that at last night's event. Senator Rich Wardner from Dickinson there as well. It was great to see some legislative leaders participate in that. But you probably heard the news that the last weekend Drew lost his father. And so obviously there's a great deal of preparation, but also just sadness. And, there was not a person that didn't come up to Drew that didn't want to share their condolences and talk a little bit about his dad. And he was so gracious to visit with everybody about it and tell a little story or two about his dad. But and Howard always joked about this. I knew Howard and very well, and Gloria, and Drew and Kathleen spent some time right down the road from us for a number of years as their kids were little and growing up, and watched our kids growing up and go to each other's, you know, family celebrations and birthday parties and everything else. So I've gotten to know Howard and Gloria and the entire family over the years. And Howard would always joke that he's no longer Howard Wrigley. He's now Howard Wrigley, the son of Drew Wrigley, right? Where's Drew was what the question he'd get. But I want to just speak for a moment about Howard himself, because, you know, Drew is who Drew is because of Howard, and certainly Blake and Tanya, the entire family, are just wonderful people. This is just an amazing family. And I love the story that Drew Wrigley, you know, or that Howard, rather, Wrigley, Drew actually tells this story, but it's the story of Howard. And here's somebody that grew up on a farm, poor as a church mouse, born in Noonan, North Dakota, and raised on the homestead farm in Burke County, northeast of Columbus. His school was a one-room schoolhouse. He graduated from Columbus High School in 1953. Went on to UND, and after just a year studying engineering, said, duty calls, I'm going to serve my country. And he did. Discharged in 1954 and back to Grand Forks. Married his wife, Gloria. Gets his engineering, mechanical engineering degree in 1961. Now, by the way, a member of the Hall of Fame for the UND School of Engineering and Mines. After graduation, takes the family and moves to Bismarck, to Howard and Gloria at that time. But he learned the contracting business from Harry Thompson, who was his boss, but his mentor in so many ways. And that sparked something. So he learned from Harry Thompson, who many folks obviously know, the legend of Harry Thompson in Bismarck, as an employee. But the story didn't end there on the business front. You know, the kids came, obviously, Blake in 62 and Drew in 65 and Tanya in 69. And 1970, they move again, now from Bismarck to Fargo. And Howard takes a job with a plumbing contractor. And after that, got a shot to be a manager with a local mechanical contracting company here called Peterson Mechanical, and then later a part owner. And then in late 70s, I founded what is now known as Wrigley Mechanical, which has become a force. I mean, it's a great company, mechanical, environmental, industrial contracting business that he was president of from that day in 1978 till, you know, early in 2002 or so, when Blake, his son, took over as president. Still CEO up to his death. That's a great story. That's an American story. That is coming from absolutely nothing and building something. He did build that. And it's pretty extraordinary. It really is. So I know there will be a lot of, I guess, understandable attention on his passing, and the funeral is today related to his son being the lieutenant governor. That happens, you know. But Howard Wrigley really started quite a dynasty with not only Drew, but certainly Blake and Tanya as well. Blake's the president now of the company, and Tanya's a principal, actually, in the Fargo school system. But they're great family, good folks, and our thoughts and prayers with Gloria. This was tough. Howard actually had been battling cancer. And had basically, you know, you never beat cancer, right? But, I mean, the tumors were gone, and the treatment had gone well, and they were getting ready to say, okay, here we go, and then has a massive heart attack. You know, it's just one of those ironies. So, you know, this was unexpected, and this is a major, major shock to that family. 79, so lived a good life without question. But anyway, our thoughts and prayers with the entire Wrigley family. And prayers also for the repose of the soul of Howard Wrigley, up there in beautiful Columbus, North Dakota. Just wanted to say a word about that today. Let's get Jerry and Grafton here. Jerry, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, how are your day, Scott?
I'm well, sir. Thank you.
I wanted to talk about how the country has been overthrown, and it's been going on for years. Now, about 10 years ago up in Canada, the CBC had a really good article on the cultural overthrow of the United States. And it was being done through rap music. See, because rap music is nothing more or nothing less than Muslim cultural takeover music.
What? Remember? Now, wait a minute here. Wait a minute. You're saying you're connecting rap music to a Muslim takeover?
Absolutely.
Rap music. Absolutely. All right, well, I mean, I think rap music is you know, I'd rather listen to Nails on a Chalkboard. But I'm not defending rap music, but I think that's a stretch. It's a big stretch.
No, it isn't a stretch, because the CBC done a lot of investigation into it. They had two or three.
But I don't get it. So what? I mean, what's the theory? Give me the quick theory. Is it when you hear the music, then you want to do jihad or what?
Well, you think about what's going on now. Here we've got a president that was raised a Muslim in his formative years, and he's got all these rap artists and so forth that he celebrates and brings into the White House. And, I mean, they are the end people. And rap music is the most horrible, fierce thing I've ever heard. But you've got to remember one thing.
Apple, sending the signal. Remember, one more time, you got to remember one thing?
That cadence that they bring forth in rap music, that's how Allah, or Muhammad, was
yeah, I got it. I got the gist of what you're saying. I understand. I'll have to check out the CBC report. It just seems like a stretch. But you're right. They're credible. Jerry and Grafton, thank you. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Clearly, Todd is in charge of the bumper music today. 20 past the hour, live from the Fargo Street Fair. By the way, we still have a pair of bully pulpit passes for a live report from the North Dakota State Fair in Minot. You have to actually be on the State Fair grounds and describe something. Now, we had the parade marshal or the parade chairman call, but he'd already left the grounds. But first hour, we had a caller, a fellow from Waste Management, was doing some work up there, so we got him some tickets. Now I have two Bully Pulpit golf passes. That's, you know, like a couple $100 value. And it's yours if you call us from the street fair. I'm from the North Dakota State Fair. Or street fair. How about that? We'll say either one. Your choice, because North Dakota Street, the Fargo Street Fair and the North Dakota State Fair are both going. We're live at Halberstadt's downtown Fargo today at 102 Broadway. Halberstadt's has some great specials out front here, like suits starting at $69 and street fair sales, $5 to $10 items. The whole rack, it's either $5 or $10, and there's great stuff out there. Wonderful dress shirts. My wife, full disclosure, is actually out there right now. She is looking at the dress shirts, so I can see her in her scrubs. So I recognize her. Hi, dear. She's not listening on an iPod, on her iPhone? Oh, man. She didn't like us, Todd. And some other texter said that they drove by the Olivet Lutheran Church and saw Howard Wrigley's coffin arrive in a Wrigley mechanical pickup. What a neat way to do that. That's cool. So thank you for that as well. If you're at the street fair or at the North Dakota State Fair and you call us before the top of the hour and describe what you're seeing so we know you're actually there, pair of tickets for some fabulous golf, best on the planet, Bully Pulpit golf course, okay? If you're downtown Fargo before 11 o'clock, stop by and we'll give you some Red Hawks tickets as well. We have some freebies here. And the Halberstadt's is at 102 Broadway. The Broadway Shoe Company's right next door, all women's shoes, 50% off. Some great deals on Cole Haan and Johnson & Murphy, too. Your Day by Nicole is next door. They have street fair jewelry sales, $2 to $20 items. Select dresses, 50% off. They specialize in wedding gowns and fine jewelry and accessories over there. So, yesterday, Todd, I was cruising came through the Killdeer Mountains. And I'm telling you, it was so beautiful. I was in a hurry, obviously, but I wanted to stop about 100 times and just take pictures because it was just breathtakingly beautiful in the Killdeer Mountains. And if you've never done that, do it. Go Newtown down through Killdeer to Dickinson that way or come back the other way. And it is absolutely beautiful. And so when I was in Killdeer, I had to stop and see my buddies over at the Polar Service Center. And Danny over there, the manager. Make sure you go in there and tell Danny hi. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. And I could get in a little trouble for this. But Danny is not a conservative. I know, it's hard to believe there actually are some people who are not conservative that live in the state of North Dakota. But Danny's a transplant, so he came from Philly, okay?
That explains it right there. You don't have any in Philly.
I mean, I don't want to risk a good client here, but he's a flaming lib. I mean, he is a flaming lib.
Well, he's from Philly. Of course he is.
I think we need to get him a spot on the radio just to have, you know, somebody that, you know, does. You know, here's what we'll do. I'm gonna try and talk him into it, and then we will ask the listeners whether he should be a regular guest. Does that sound good, Todd?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Love
so
it.
Anyway, if you're hauling a tank, Polar Service Center is your best friend. I mean, these folks are unbelievable. They fix all makes and models, but it's Polar, the biggest tank trailer manufacturer on the planet Earth. They're a Minnesota company. They have 30 service centers around the country, and soon two in North Dakota, one in Billings, Montana, too. And there's not a tank part they don't have. So do some business with some great folks at Polar Service Center. And right now they're hiring, too, looking for technicians paying up to $35 an hour. If you're interested in that job, 507-696-1164. And do me this favor, pull in there today to Polar Service Center, ask for Danny and say, is it true you're a flaming left-wing liberal? You have to do that. I think you'll enjoy the look on his face. Just tell him, I don't know, that's what that Scott guy on the radio said. Then I'll probably be in trouble, and I'll make it up to him by putting him on the radio. Yeah. Any calls I've been waiting to get in here, Todd? I know we've been chit-chatting here a bunch, but any others that are waiting to call during the breaks?
There's this.
Guys, when I go to the fair, go to the street fair, most of them fairs, most outstanding I see are the people, because they're outstanding there. Ho, ho, ho. Have a good day.
And then I get this
one. The great thing about history is if you look back at Andrew Jackson, when he was president, the Supreme Court did something that he didn't like, and he said, well, okay, well, I'll try to fund it or support it or enforce it, because they don't have the power to do that. In other words, our Supreme Court justices are the least powerful of all our entities of this great nation. Thank you.
Appreciate that call very much. Absolutely. Dear, did you find me some shirts? My wife Maria is here. She's not going on the radio. Okay. How'd you do?
Oh, now we know who really dresses you then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, absolutely. No question about it. But she did, looks like 4, 5, 6 dress shirts. Todd, they're $5 to $10 a piece, for crying out loud.
Wow.
You can't go wrong. She does not like to be on the radio. She's got a really dirty look, so you know.
What's the matter with these people that don't want to be on the radio? It doesn't hurt you.
Has Carrie been on the radio before?
Oh, she co-hosts the cafe with me when I'm out of town on Fridays. And yeah, she is part of the show. Absolutely.
I think maybe it wasn't being on the radio. Maybe it's just the bargains that are calling. She'll be back out there. Fred and Wing, you're next on What's On Your Mind, one of our fine Wing listeners. We are number one in Wing off the charts. It's just unbelievable. I just saw the ratings the other day, and do you know that I think we have 10 listeners in Wing, Fred? That's what I heard.
Oh, there's more than that.
Is there more?
Yeah, sometimes when I talk to you guys, I get 4 or 5 people I see on the street. We heard you there. We agree with you or disagree or whatever. There's a lot of listeners up here. A lot of listeners.
Maybe we have 15 in Wing Chuck.
People like your show up here.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
It's Todd.
We've got more people than that. There's a lot of farmers out here. There's as many people out on the farm that are calling themselves Wing people as there is in town, too. So.
Oh, see, Scott wasn't counting the people that aren't actually in Wing.
No, I'm talking Wing. I'm talking Wing, the city limits of Wing, Fred, is what I was talking about.
Yeah. It might be 11.
The city limits of Wing, you know, that our suburb is North Bismarck.
True. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Wilton is one of our upstart communities that's skirting Wing. So
yeah, exactly. You're going to annex Wilton at some point, don't you think?
Well, we can only annex the part that's in Burley County, though.
Oh yeah, so, that's right. Yeah. We'll work on that for you, Wing. Just keep talking, and Wing will just continue to grow. But we are glad to hear it.
Wing is growing.
It is. Yeah.
Well, anyway. What I called about was, murder that happened out east and with the Marines, it's the things that we're not hearing that is always the bad thing, you know? We're not hearing which mosque did this Muslim go to. We are hearing him called a Muslim this time, which you never hear other times. But, if that was a Christian that did that, his church would be investigated, you know, his hometown, his people, his affiliates, everything would be investigated. But because he's a Muslim, then why doesn't his mosque be investigated, at least looked into? Where was he living the last few years since he emigrated, all that kind of stuff? It just doesn't get told. And there's other things that don't get told. And right now, today, on Friday, I'd really like to talk about what... another story that's not being told. You know,
we're gonna have to save the second story for next Friday, Fred. But I appreciate you calling very much. God bless you. Thanks for calling. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and a fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back at Halberstadt's on Broadway, downtown Fargo, for the Fargo Street Fair. Of course, the North Dakota State Fair kicking off today, too. We're in fair mode, folks. It's that time of the year, and it's fun. Enjoy summer while it's here. 28 before the top of the hour. Our first guest of the program in just a moment, after I tell you about my friend Roger Swenson from Heedalls in Watertown, South Dakota. Heedalls has it, right? You hear me say that all the time? Well, they do. I mean, there's not an auto part they can't get, but they also have great people that know that what you're looking for, you come and say, I need that from that 1944 John Deere LA. Yep. Yep, we got one of those back over here. They know what you're looking for. And great folks. And Roger's one of them. He's actually a delivery man for the Watertown store. And I asked him, so you're the delivery man? He said, well, I'm the bank depositor guy. I'm the toilet cleaner guy. I'm the delivery man. I kind of do it all.
Wow.
And he actually worked for, the other brand for like 40 years, but he was a customer and of Heedalls and loved it. Spent 14 years working for the city down there, and he changed jobs and decided to do this as a little bit of a fun retirement kind of job. So that's a neat story. It really is. They do, and these are the kind of folks. And, of course, I said, let's talk about cars. He said, dirt track? He wanted to talk about racing. He'd actually run a lot of years in Watertown and also Aberdeen from like 1955 on. So I'm not kidding you when I say a lot of years. And enjoyed the racing. And I asked him about his first car. I'm trying to remember if we sometimes ask, hey, what was that first car you had? What the heck was it? And they've all got a great story. So I always love telling about the first one. He had a 36 Ford Coupe. That was it. Yeah. And some good equipment on it. 36 Ford Coupe. Isn't that not cool or what? Unbelievable. Anyway, stop and see Roger Swenson at the Heedalls in Watertown or any of the other Heedalls locations. You're going to meet some good folks because Heedalls has it. All right, folks, we are live and on location for the street fair today, downtown Fargo. I encourage you to stop by 102 Broadway and say hi. I have a fistful of Red Hawks tickets, so please come by, and if you tell us you're listening, we'll give them to you as well here at Street Fair. If you miss me and you want to just stop by, I'll leave them with the folks here at the And Halber says at the counter, you can come by and claim your prize. Okay, should be great fun. Our first guest of the program today, Tom Fryer, the North Dakota Family Alliance, the voice for the family in North Dakota. Tom, nice to see you. How are you?
Great to be with you, Scott.
I have been thinking about you ever since I heard a couple of Supreme Court decisions recently and waited a little while to have you on so we could just let the dust settle a little bit and kind of talk about what next, right? But obviously with this Planned Parenthood thing this week, you and I have spent many, many conversations talking about what I would just call the flat-out evil of Planned Parenthood. And ironically, now it's very evident. You even have pro-choice people saying this is wrong, right?
Right.
It's hard to defend. So interesting times we find ourselves in, and we got a lot to talk about today. But before we do that, I understand you have actually decided to start working on finding someone that's going to ultimately replace you at some point. Can that be true?
Well, we started the process, and as someone has said, you know, the reports of my demise were greatly exaggerated. we started that process, and we certainly are looking for someone to take on the duties of executive director. But at the same time, I and the board have agreed that I would very much want to stay on board in some sort of leadership capacity.
Well, I hope so.
At least for the foreseeable future. What we have, the responsibility, but the challenges that we have, as you just laid out, are great, and we'd want this new person to really have the opportunity to settle in and really get into that instead of just bringing someone on and leaving them there. So,
talk about the history of the North Dakota Family Alliance. I mentioned earlier Enoch Thorsgaard just because I love Enoch. He's a good man, and I know there are many, so I hesitate to start mentioning names, but talk about the core group and how it started.
Yeah, it started in 1987, a core group really that was interested in what we're interested in today, and that's family values, standing up for the family. I believe the Grubbs, some people in Minot will recognize that name, had a great deal to do with it. Enoch Thorsgaard was there from the very beginning, and as you know, Scott, Enoch has been around for almost forever, and
you're darn right.
I believe he's 98 years old. He's
nobody will say, but we know it's north of 95.
That's right,
and we're not sure it's triple digits yet, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, just a great individual, and so many others have been so strong on standing for the family all through those years.
We need to go up to Northwood one of these days and do another show. He was on not too long ago, but actually go out to the ranch would be fun. I mean, how he raises cattle and the innovation behind it is nothing short of legendary.
Yeah, and a great example of what we're talking about here. He has umpteen family members that are working in businesses that he's really created all around the Northwood area. So wherever you go, whether it's to the local oil distributor or whoever it is, this is Enoch's son or a nephew. He's been so great about his entrepreneurial spirit. And he's living that out, not just for himself, but his family.
So let's talk about a couple of things that I know we've heard from our listeners frustrate them. And we are where we are. So I want to look forward, all right, specifically on the issue of marriage and the decision by the Supreme Court to say, okay, states, it's okay. Is there anything that can be done? When I've heard people say the governor needs to do, the attorney general needs to do something, can something be done, Tom?
Well, there are things that can be done, and that's what we need to do. We need to take action. But what I like to think about once in a while is we do need to take a little bit of a pause, take a deep breath, and now what can we actually do? And normally when we want to do that, we need to look at where we are foundationally. And then something good can come out of that. So our organization, and I know you, Scott, and many of our listeners, we truly do believe that marriage, the family was the first institution that God created. We have man and woman, and we have children, and for thousands of years, that's what perpetuated this earth and its inhabitants, and our founding fathers agreed with that as well. Okay, so now we have something, and first of all, we need to determine that the Supreme Court actually cause or create a decision that was within their bounds. First thing we're going to say is no. I mean, they created a constitutional right to same-sex marriage that was really not in the Constitution. Okay, now we move on, right? And we look at what's going to be affected here. First of all, and first and foremost, we talk about children. We really believe that the Supreme Court overstepped its bounds as it basically gave a right, if you will, put their stamp of approval on the fact that children were not going to have the advantage of having a mother and a father in their family. And then the third thing, of course, that's come about here is that there are so many opportunities for our First Amendment rights to be infringed upon. We've seen this over the past number of months and even years. The cake baker in Oregon, $135,000 fine. The florist.
Let me just interrupt you one second there. Did this decision by the Supreme Court make those kind of lawsuits more likely?
Well, they did in this respect. That Scott, you and our listeners know that in the legislative session of 2015, that issue was debated. The SOGI law, sexual orientation, gender identity. That's really the opportunity for that cake baker to be discriminated against.
Which I might add,
I said I was going to look forward, not back, but one of the reasons you were, quite concerned about religious, liberty here in North Dakota, which obviously was demagogued and very difficult and everything else. But that was that sort of, I always called it protection for your religious liberties, right?
Right. And today, the court case, the Supreme Court case, Justice Kennedy actually said, when asked about religious freedom, well, I'm not so sure that this case is going to defend that to its fullest. So he really let it wide open. And I think that's precisely the situation we're in. And I think our those of faith, whether it's churches or and I don't think you just retain this to the four walls inside the church. I'm talking about daycare centers and adoption centers. The breadth of who could be affected by this is great. All it takes is for one person to say that you are violating my rights. Now it gets into the court system. And the court will take on trying to discriminate against me because I'm standing up for my First Amendment right.
So I want to come back to the core question, what do you do, right? So there's enormous frustration on people that say, what now? What do we do? I mean, can North Dakota fight? Can it join other states? Is that, will that have a fighting chance? What do we do?
Yeah, okay, first of all, and we've already have in Congress a bill, if you will, First Amendment Defense Act. Congressman Kramer has signed on, Senator Hovind has signed on. That's basically an opportunity for us to support something that is going to prevent discrimination based on your belief that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Okay? You said Senator Hovind is on board?
Senator Hovind has signed on as a sponsor.
Congressman Kramer is on board?
Congressman Kramer has.
Is Senator Heitkamp?
We have not heard to the affirmative of that, no.
Has she been asked?
Yes.
And there's no answer?
No answer.
Did they say maybe we're thinking about it? What do they say?
I don't have an answer. I don't have an
no
answer
response.
One way or the other. Right,
okay.
Right. Okay. Now, inside of the state, we don't have a legislative session for a while. But that very same sort of legislation should take place right inside of our legislature.
How about our Attorney General?
Our Attorney General could put his stamp on something, but he doesn't have the ability or the power of a legislative branch. Who could is the governor. And we are working.
Here's what I don't understand. Yeah. I mean, is the Supreme Court, I get the power they have, but in the case of North Dakota, North Dakotans were very clear on their views on this, right?
Absolutely.
The legislature was very clear on this, okay?
Yes.
The governor signed it, the folks who voted on it, it's clear. Is the Supreme Court literally able to say, never mind that 10th Amendment, screw you, North Dakota?
Well, unfortunately, they are.
And no challenge to that is worthwhile at this point?
No, I think challenges are there. First of all, I think you can do things, much as we did after Roe 40 years ago. You can pass measures, and as long as those are within some sort of a paradigm that are not directly contesting. So the governor could, as Governor Jindal did, say, in my state, here's an executive order that says people who have a sincerely held religious belief, and that's why they are saying that they are for marriage between a man and a woman, you cannot discriminate against them for that purpose. He could do that. Now, what's taking a little bit of time is, of course, that Governor Jindal's order was specific to the Louisiana Constitution laws. We are working on something right now that we could place in front of Governor Dalrymple and ask him to do that.
Good. Necessary, I think, without question. And obviously, I think a place to channel the frustrations, right? Because it is what it is. And, there will be an opportunity to take that frustration and say, here's what we're going to do about it. That's why organizations like the North Dakota Family Alliance, I think, are a good outlet for the frustration, right? Rather than worry yourself into the grave, I mean, just be a part of an organization, be a part of somebody that stands up for what you believe in. And by the way, do it with love.
Absolutely.
Do it with love. This isn't us versus them at all. No question about it. And I think that, sometimes gets lost in that argument as well, because we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Bedelsbacher. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've been listening to pharmacist Ben and Dr. Wallach for a long time now, and you're wondering if Youngevity really works. Hi, my name is Adam. I'm an employee at GCN, and I've been using Youngevity products for over 2 years now. Call me today to hear my story at 612-695-5982. You too can lose weight, experience increased energy, and feel better about yourself and the future of your family. Call today, 612-695-5982. That's 612-695-5982.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Another fair. I think the bus is half full, and we're about a month away from the Twins Fun Bus trip down to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Texas Rangers on a Thursday, 12 noon game. Can you think of anything better, folks? I hope you join us August 13th, the Twins Fun Bus. We are pleased that Dave Noah of Remax Legacy Realty is sponsoring a bus, and we're going to take some folks down there, and my friend Steve Hallstrom and I, my partner Steve Hallstrom and I, and we're going to do the actual radio show en route to the Twins game. We leave Fargo Thursday morning, August 13th, come back after the game. It's only $129. Sweet seats right behind the home plate. These things are unbelievable, but seriously, I think we're over half sold, so the bus is about half sold out. If you still want to go, love to have you. If you're coming from outside Fargo-Moorhead and want to overnight, just add another $100. We'll get you a nice hotel room at the Expressway Inn and Suites or the Hilton Garden Inn. Your choice. So, $100 for the hotel, $129 for the trip down and the seats, and you leave the driving to us and everything else, and we'll have a grand old time. Okay, should be fun. If you want to go, you need to call Marie. The one and only Marie at 855-200-1776, extension 3, or Marie at flagfamily.com, to email Marie at flagfamily.com. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? My pillow is the only reason I am standing upward after this week, I'll tell you, because I have been on a road trip from I don't know where, a place I can't say with Tom Fryer next to me. But I'll tell you what, MyPillow.com is the place to get your best night's sleep ever. Promo code Scott, you get a two-for-one deal. And when you buy the pillows, you help the What's on Your Mind program reach out to more listeners all across North Dakota. So you're helping us when you buy these pillows, too. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. Or MyPillow.com, promo code is Scott. Okay, more with Tom Fryer of the North Dakota Family Alliance. Before the break, I was alluding to all the efforts you're talking about to address these Supreme Court decisions in a loving manner. And by that I mean this is a contentious issue. This breaks up families. This is difficult. What would you say to folks about that say, hey, North Dakota Family, you're anti-gay. You know, you're bigoted. These people just want to love. Let them love. What do you say to that?
Well, we've always deal with these issues, and most of the issues we deal with, whether they're life or whether on the marriage side, we've used the term with grace and truth. We need to be very candid, upfront in what we believe is the truth. And as a Christian organization, we base that, of course, on Scripture. But even natural law tells us a lot about the issues of family life and marriage and so forth. And we want to do that in a loving manner. I mean, we're taught to love Lord Jesus Christ, God, our first, and then others. And that's the same thing here. So on an individual basis, Scott, I can very much love you and appreciate you, not that I don't have to endorse what you're standing for, but I can share that same sort of love. And that's how we do it. I know that many have difficulty in separating those two. I can't love someone who I disagree with. Yes, you can. And we have to. We're called to do that.
Should pray for him, too.
And pray for him. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No question about it. But that gets lost sometimes in these debates. I'm as guilty as anyone, where you get so passionate about a particular issue, you forget that you're talking to a lot of folks who, have a same-sex attraction or have a family member that has,
yes.
And it pains them, right? And it's really difficult. So I know that. Very well, and I know you do as well, Tom. So it's just important that folks know that. And that you know, sometimes groups like yours get labeled with that. You bunch of haters. I mean, I have a dear friend of mine, Ellen Ratner, Fox News Channel. Ellen was actually MC at my wedding. Okay, she is left of left, and she's gay, right? She's lesbian, right? And when we started our radio station in Fargo and said we stand for faith, family, and freedom, she wouldn't talk to me anymore. Mm. So one day I said, "What is going on? You put family in the slogan of your radio station?" I said, "Yeah." What's with that? That's anti-gay. Wait a minute. You're saying if I say family that I am that is a side meaning anti-gay? I mean, come on. But you know, but I love Ellen. I absolutely love her, and you know, we talk occasionally now. But she's still very very upset about that. So it's kind of a tough deal. We only have a couple minutes left, but give me your reaction to what we know about the Planned Parenthood organ harvesting. I don't know what else to call this.
Yeah, and this, as I said, is really, I think, the face of what Planned Parenthood really is about. I mean, this was a top-level Planned Parenthood official that was sharing really what Planned Parenthood is about. But more important even than that is that it does tell us what abortion is. You know, over the last 40 years, some people have had difficulty in talking about what really abortion is. Even the Supreme Court justices that made the decision, I grant them that they're very intelligent people, but because of their decision, they almost bought into this fact that we have a blob of tissue here. We don't have a real human being. Well, this video shows us that those same people that would have said this is only a blob of tissue are talking very candidly. At 17 weeks, I have the ability, by exercising the procedure called abortion, to rip apart that fetus and harvest just what I want. I can take the liver if I want. I can take the heart if I want.
Yeah, well, all I would encourage folks to do is watch the video with the translation so you know what's happening, and then just ask yourself if you want this happening in the United States of America.
That's right. Yeah. This is barbarism.
It is.
This is not who we are in America.
It is. Unfortunately, I think folks left, right, pro-choice, pro-life recognize that. Yeah. No question. Yeah. Keep doing it, Tom. NDFA.
NDFA, right.
.org.
O-R-G. Right.
NDFA.org. That's for North Dakota Family Alliance.
And Scott, if anyone wants to inquire about the position of executive director, that's the place to go. NDFA.org.
Exactly. Although there's no replacing Tom Fryer.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. By the way, if you're at the fair on Saturday, call 855-200-1776 from the parade or wherever you're at. Look for the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour, too. They'll be up there. We'll get you those bully pulpit passes. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.
The right price, the selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz, the brand, the safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood on wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.